Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, sunny skies at 73. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, clear, low of 56. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. As we enter Friday, sunny and breezy with a high near 81. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 58. And Saturday, sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 42.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good morning. I'm Rick Averett. A mistrial has been declared in a Kansas murder trial after a Nebraska television station aired footage of people in the jury pool. A judge put a stop Tuesday to the trial of 37-year-old Bobby Talent after the station in Kearney, Nebraska showed footage Monday night. The station says it wouldn't have filmed or aired the video had it known potential jurors were in the hallway where its reporter received permission from the court staff to stand. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration has announced fines totaling $732,000 in Tulsa-based One Oak following a fire at a One Oak facility in Bushton, Kansas. The Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration says 15 safety violations of pipeline safety regulations were found during an investigation following the fire. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All candid, my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know what we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Case is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You need to switch to LEDs.
I told Brad some of our LED light bulbs are on sale for less than $5 per bulb.
Case is a place where you can save money when buying LEDs. And save energy and the environment. It's a start.
Head to Ace now through Monday and get a 3-pack of Fight 60-watt LED bulbs for $5.99 with instant savings. That's less than $2 per bulb. Offer valid through October 31st at participating stores. Ace Rewards members save $1 instantly in store. Store stock only. See store for details.
The Kansas Supreme Court won't consider the case of a couple whose children were taken into state custody. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the court Friday declined to hear the case of Raymond and Amelia Schwab, who claimed their children were placed in state custody because of Raymond Schwab's use of medical marijuana. A Kansas appellate court said earlier the children were taken into state custody because of neglect and Schwab's suspected drug use, not because of medical marijuana. Westar Energy asking for another rate increase. Yesterday, the energy company filed a request with the Kansas Corporation Commission for a 1% increase or $17.4 million that would go into effect July of 2017. The rate increase would be about $1.50 more per month per household. The energy company says the request reflects the remaining costs of mandated environmental upgrades to comply with clean air regulations. Mid-America Network News.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants you to attend their 60th anniversary celebration. Head over to Home City on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m. We'll have t-shirts for the first 60 people, grilled hot dogs, chili, donuts to eat, and entertainment for all ages throughout the day. Plus, we'll be giving away an awesome prize every 60 minutes, finishing the giveaways with a 60-inch TV. Don't miss Blue Valley's 60th celebration at the Blue Valley headquarters and home on Friday, October 28th from noon to 6 p.m.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good morning, I'm Rick Everett. Nebraska Secretary of State John Gale polling a set of public service announcements off the air amid criticism that they could mislead voters about a death penalty ballot measure. Gale says the radio commercials intend to ensure voters understand the potentially confusing ballot language. Opponents of the death penalty said they failed to point out that the state would retain life in prison as an option. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says the budget he proposes to lawmakers next year won't raise taxes and will slow the growth of state government. Ricketts says he still plans to look at tax reforms, even though the state revenues have fallen short of projections. The governor made the comments in his weekly newspaper column released Tuesday. Nebraska has collected less tax revenue than expected, largely because of a downturn in commodity prices, weakening the state's agricultural industry. Mid-America Network News.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With 4 locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A former Blue Rapids man, 52-year-old David D. White of Lexington, Nebraska, apparently drowned Saturday afternoon. Authorities recovered the body from a privately owned sandpit pond about 2 miles southeast of Lexington. Someone had called for help Saturday afternoon shortly before 1 p.m. after White disappeared beneath the water. His body was recovered by authorities nearly 2 hours later, an apparent victim of drowning. A memorial service is planned Saturday, November 5th at 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home at Waterville in charge of arrangements for David D. White, age 52, of Blue Rapids. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Wednesday, October 19th, on Sunflower Road, 1/2 mile north of 14th Road. Donald McClellan of Washington lost control of his vehicle, which rolled. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital. A program on the Lewis and Clark Expedition will be featured at the Nemaha County Historical Society's Evening at the Museum event Thursday, October 27 at 7 p.m. at the museum at 113 North 6th in Seneca. Mike Caldwell, a reenactor, will discuss the Lewis and Clark Expedition. The program Thursday evening at 7 is free and open to the public. Each year, Marshall County elects 12 members of a 24-member Extension Council, which will direct the future of the Marshall County Extension Program. Nominees represent the commissioners' districts in 1, 2, and 3 in the areas of agriculture, family and consumer science, 4-H and youth, and economic development. Nominees in the agriculture division, Anthony Ring, Wayne Holly, and Rachel Stoll. Family and consumer science division, Tracy Viering, Susan Steinfurt, and Jeannie Jacobson. 4-H and Youth Division, Sue Rowland, Austin Shoddy, and Wendy Chall. And in Economic Development, Steve Viering, Georgina Lindquist, and Sean Schneider. Anyone who resides in Marshall County and is 18 years of age or older is welcome to vote. The election runs through October 30th at the Marshall County Extension Office. Individuals can vote for representatives in their respective commissioner's district. A 63-year-old Centralia man reported missing earlier this week Gary Lee Strutkamp was found by family yesterday. He had apparently left his home Monday in Centralia, was bound for Burns, Kansas. He was apparently lost south of Topeka and seen Tuesday afternoon. Authorities sent out a missing person alert on Wednesday. Family advised a couple of hours later they had found Gary Strutkamp, age 63, of Centralia. He was safe and unharmed. Larry Forgy, age 72, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Larry Forgy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, wheat bread, green beans, and rhubarb crisp. Tomorrow, fish, macaroni and cheese, veggie ruff, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
KNDY Marysville. KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice. A Dierken Communications full service station.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get nutty Friday night when the squirrels come to town. It's Black Squirrels on Parade Friday night at 6 p.m. in downtown Marysville. Watch all 21 5-foot-tall fiberglass statues parade through downtown Marysville. Each uniquely designed squirrel captures a small corner of your hometown. After the parade, it's Black Squirrel Night with a costume contest for all ages, safe trick-or-treating, hay rack rides, and plenty of food. You'll go nuts if you miss all the fun Friday night.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we have a low pressure system and a cold front making its way across the northeast parts of the United States, with a low pressure system falling right behind it across the northern parts of the Midwest. But it doesn't look like it's going to affect our area. We're actually going to see quiet weather all the way through the end of the week and into the weekend, and definitely not feeling like October with temperatures in the 70s, even into the 80s on Friday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest is Thursday, sunny at 73. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 56. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 81. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 58. As we're into Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, high near 77. And Saturday night, partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 65, record high on this date 88 in 2014. The average low 42, the record low 22 in 1887. Sunset this evening 6:27, sunrise in the morning at 7:48. A foggy 42 degrees this morning in Marysville, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 27th of October. KNDY News Time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
An historic win for the Cubs. Westbrook and Davis open the NBA season with a bang. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports.
And the 1-2 and a swing and a ground ball. Base hit up the middle to bring in Zobrist. Another hit and another RBI for Kyle Schwarber.
On ESPN Radio, Cubs won their first World Series game in 71 years, 5-1 in Cleveland. Jake Arrieta held the Tribe hitless into the sixth inning, and Kyle Schwarber delivered a pair of RBI singles.
Hey, man, I'm living the dream. we're playing the World Series. What else can he ask for? I'm just going to keep riding the wave till it ends.
The series tied at 1, Game 3 Friday in Wrigley Field. NBA big night for Russell Westbrook and the Thunder in Philly.
Russell crossing over, pulls up, pops, 20-foot jumper, drops! Westbrook, a cold-blooded rise and splash.
1 minute left.
On WWLS, Westbrook 32 points. Oklahoma City edges Philadelphia 103-97. Great news for the 76ers, though. Joel Embiid scored 20 points his first game back after missing the last two seasons. The NBA's first full schedule last night, and the Pelicans welcomed back Anthony Davis after missing most of last season due to an injury, and the big fella made a big splash in the home opener in New Orleans.
Knocked loose by Davis. Davis to the other end. Davis lays it in, and he's got 50. Also a career-high 7 steals.
On WRNO, Davis with 50 points, 16 boards, but the Pelicans lost to Denver 107-102. The post-Kobe Bryant era opened with a W for new Lakers coach Luke Walton.
Randle's got it. Right by Nene. Elevates. Shoots. Good! Timeout, Rockets!
On ESPN LA 710, Lakers 120, Rockets 114, Jordan Clarkson 25, James Harden 34 for the losers. Big night for Miles Turner and the Pacers home open.
Barnes defends, George moves to his left and fires a three.
Boom, baby! Paul George from out on the left top. We've opened up a 7-point lead.
Yes, we did on WFNI. Turner scored 30 points in the Pacers' 130-121 victory in overtime over Dallas. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Thursday football action. Diller Odell Griffins face Creighton. 2 p.m. kickoff Thursday afternoon. Marysville meets Riley County in a district championship. 7 o'clock kickoff live on AM 1570 FM 94.1 and streaming on our website, KeyNDYRadio.com. Frankfurt at Blue Valley. Hanover entertains Axtell. Lynn is at Pike Valley. Friday night, another district championship as Valley Heights entertains Washington County. Centralia travels to Jackson Heights. Live coverage of the Axtell Lady Eagles and Hanover Lady Wildcats volleyball teams from the state volleyball tournament in Hayes begins Friday on KNDY-FM 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Royal Association announced Tuesday afternoon they have reached an agreement with the state of Kansas and the unified government to relocate to Wyandotte County, Kansas. The American Royal Association began as a National Hereford Show in 1899, has evolved into a comprehensive season of events and outreach, including 6 equestrian shows, the livestock show, youth and PRCA rodeos, ag education programs, and the world's largest barbecue competition, the World Series of Barbecue. A new complex will include arena space, exhibit space, high-quality barn and expo space, plus a new agriculture education center and museum. The Agricultural Education Center will provide a state-of-the-art learning experience covering all facets of food and ag industry. The goal is to provide a unique, interactive food and ag learning experience, both indoor and outdoor, to instill a higher level of trust and knowledge about modern food and agriculture practices. Well, the CME Group set new daily trading limits for soybeans and wheat. The daily limit for soybean futures goes from 65 to 70 cents on November the 1st. The limit for Chicago and Kansas City wheat futures down a nickel to 30 cents. Corn limit will remain at the 25-cent mark. Limits for soybean oil and meal will remain the same. And Syngenta has moved forward with an appeal claiming the class action lawsuit over its AgriSure Viptera corn brand is built on fundamental errors. Syngenta was allowed to appeal to a federal judge's ruling allowing the litigation to proceed. The class action lawsuit filed on behalf of thousands of U.S. corn farmers seeking up to $5 billion from Syngenta. You can find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. News anytime by following us on Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, even though we keep hearing huge harvest results in both soybeans and corn, prices continue to stay sideways or perhaps even inch upward. K-State Research and Extension grain market economist Dan O'Brien says things really don't look too bad price-wise for corn or soybeans.
December corn futures have got down to 315 for about 1 week early in the harvest season. That's since been moving to the higher side. Soybeans have gotten down to about 935 or so, and have since been varying sideways to a little bit higher. And we've got a strong pace now with our seemingly our key export volume season kicking in on soybeans. Some ups and downs on a weekly basis for corn. Grain sorghum still waiting to get the crop in, I think, and then see movement. All in all, what we're not seeing in these crops is a free fall down to the loan rate. Now, for soybeans, that would be a tremendous fall, but for corn, we're still 60, 70 cents above loan rate in a lot of places that have been staying there and moving sideways to a little bit higher. So there's enough demand out there for these crops, I think, that even with the stockpiles, all the issues we've got logistically going on in Kansas, we're not just collapsing in the grain market. It seems we found a, well, in hindsight, we'll probably look back and say that this was the floor.
K-State Research and the Extension grain market economist Dan O'Brien talking about corn and soybean prices here in the midst of harvest. In other news, the National Corn Growers Association says eroding river infrastructure is a major concern for corn farmers. An NCGA spokesperson says upgrading navigational efficiency in these waterways is a priority for corn farmers, more so as prospective customers of U.S. corn are now more and more overseas. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Now is the time to reserve your space for the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. The Garden City Farm and Ranch Show provides a venue of a one-on-one buyer's atmosphere. Enjoy free lunch daily, our prize giveaways, free admission, and free parking, along with the indoor comfort of the Finney County Expo Building. New this year, the first ever Garden City Gun and Knife Show as well, along with the Hunter Safety Course conducted by the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Department. Join us Saturday and Sunday, January 28th and 29th. It's the 9th annual Garden City Farm and Ranch Show. Go to GardenCityFarmShow.com or call 316-721-8484. The Wichita Farm and Ranch Show returns to Park City, Kansas, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And you'll see it all at the Kansas Coliseum in the Sam Folco Pavilion. See the latest in farm equipment, livestock handling equipment, seeds, and agriculture services. Sign up for the great prize drawings. Three daily $250 cash winners. Parking and admission to the Wichita Farm and Ranch Show are free at the Kansas Pavilions. Don't miss the show. November 8th, 9th, and 10th. Free admission and parking to the show.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know and appreciate, agriculture. Does precision farming really make a difference? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional-strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional-strength formula dissolves those ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, as well as color-fast fabrics and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 67 years, and it's still number one. To learn more about Wink products, check us out at WHIN.com.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit PowerService.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel.
With all of the money and effort and time being put into developing precision agriculture, it's fair to wonder whether it really makes a difference when it comes down to net returns on U.S. farms. Well, according to a new report from the Economic Research Service, it does. The report's called Farm Profits and Adoption of Precision Agriculture, and it took a look at recent trends in the adoption, production practices, and farm characteristics associated with the adoption and whether adoption is associated with greater profitability. The report examines adoption rates for three types of precision ag. First, GPS-based mapping systems, including yield monitors and soil and yield mapping. Second, guidance or auto-steer systems. And the third type, variable rate technology for applying inputs. According to the study, all three technologies have small positive impacts on both net returns, including overhead expenses, and operating profits for corn farms of average size. The biggest impact came from GPS mapping, with an increase in operating profit of almost 3% for corn farmers. The impact of mapping on net returns is almost 2%, and guidance systems raise operating profit on corn farms by an estimated 2.5% and net returns by 1.5%. The variable rate technology, the VRT, raises both operating profit and net returns on corn farms by an estimated 1.1%. As you might expect, larger producers are the ones more likely to adopt these technologies. All three technologies have adoption rates of more than 30% on farms with high yield goals in Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, the three states with the highest average yield goals for corn of 173 to 185 bushels per acre. Ohio and Minnesota have the next highest rate state averages with goals of 164 to 173 bushels per acre, and Ohio has a 25% adoption rate for mapping and VRT. The highest adoption rates for all three technologies were on farms with more than 3,800 acres. Computer mapping, both GPS soil and yield mapping, and guidance adoption were adopted on more than 40% of all farms above 1,300 acres. The adoption of VRT, variable rate technology, which is the costliest of the three, is also the one least used. You can see the full study at USDA.gov. Back after this.
This is Thad Argenbride with Performance Ag in Waterville, your pioneer dealer. Our vision at Performance Ag is to deliver to you the very best in seed genetics from DuPont Pioneer, along with the best in service, which includes on-site seed treatment, direct delivery, and tender use. Call me, Thad Argenbride, at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you get more than a bag of seed.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 42 with fog, limiting visibility this morning. Highs in the middle 70s on tap as a warm-up continues. We'll likely top 80 Friday into Saturday.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover, member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only, new customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Everett. The Chiefs didn't make a first-round selection in this year's NFL draft. That hasn't stopped their rookies from making a major impact. Whether it's been defensive tackle Chris Jones, their first pick who was taken in the second round, or cornerback DJ White, taken in the sixth round, but suddenly playing as many snaps as anybody on defense. Those newcomers are a big reason why Kansas City is off to a 4-2 start. It's hard to gauge rookies on what they might contribute, said Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. A former number one pick overall, you get the full spectrum, he went on to say. It's different for everyone and every person. And about DJ White, the Chiefs cornerback has had surgery for a fracture on his hand that happened in Kansas City's win over New Orleans and will miss this Sunday's game in Indianapolis. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other